Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, we did it. Yay.
Yeah. Our reunion.
Oh my god. Yeah, I know, right? Happy reunion. It's good to be back.
Yes. Thank you for being here, Shakti. Everyone, this is the super cool spiritual topic with Shakti and Joe, masters of stuff.
Yes. And stuff.
That means we are everything under the sun you can imagine, including starting with Reiki Master, level 7. Certified Zuzu. Level 5, I just mastered up. I got the upgrade.
Trigger warning.
Yeah, so I really do want to do a bit. Want to do a bit called Trigger Warning, and it's just like a serious topic. It's gonna trigger some people.
Yeah, no, we should do that. Yeah, that would be great. Just to, you know, depending on the topic too. Trigger warning. Let's go. Yeah.
We gotta find a sound bit for that. What? I gotta find a sound bit for that. We'll make one, or we'll do some stuff. Trigger warning. And then we'll tell the ending of a movie or something that just came out. Do you remember that? Actually, it was a movie that came out a couple of years ago, and they were in line. It was like, Boba Fett dies at the end. They're like, what the fuck? It was something like that. I don't remember. I'm not a Star Wars person. They're like, how dare you ruin it?
We're just
kind of figuring out what we're going to do next. We're just feeling the groove right now.
It's great, it's being in a reunion tour, you know.
I feel like I want to make sure you're still cool. Do you use sage, Shakti? You still use sage? Crystals? Do you like crystals? When you're a cigarette smoker and you get back with your ex who is a cigarette smoker, you still smoke cigarettes? Oh yeah, me too. All right, we're cool. All right. I wasn't sure if you did or not. You wouldn't like that many. Oh man, the things that we do to make sure we get approved.
Throw in there an additional the additional materials. Now I do in addition to sage and crystals, some Palo Santo, and Florida Water. Actually, I think it was in Florida Water back then anyway.
Yeah, someone just posted a video with Florida Water and talking about shamans. Like, shamans do, like, they use. But I'm sitting here. I got triggered for a minute. I did get, you know, we could do that as a trigger. I was going to type something in the comments. I was like, yo, shamans aren't the only ones. And I was like, you know what? No, Joe, we're not doing that. I did post it and delete it. I was like, nope, nope, mm-mm. You had your moment. It's okay. Don't be that person. It's okay.
Don't be that. Like, it's okay. Where's it's okay to be trained.
Find that spiritual kit. Was it a recording or we just did it?
I don't know. Huh.
I remember doing one with my parents, but it was like really long and dragged out, and I got tired of listening to it. It was really, 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 really long. It would have been cooler for like a couple minutes. I have a lot of music on here, though.
That's awesome.
Awesome. So, what are we talking about? So, what's on your mind? We had the fucking full moon, which I just realized by you. Someone might have mentioned it before. I just didn't. You brought it up. I was like, some bitch.
We're talking about the intensity of this energy building up because we have a full moon in Leo, I believe. Don't quote me on it, but I'm pretty sure. And it's on the 5th. So, let me see. What's the... Yeah, so tomorrow.
Words, right?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow. Shoot.
Hey, if you were wondering what that weird shit was going on energetically at some point today and approximately on around some astrological time frame of the world, it's the moon. Yep.
Blame it on the moon. Everybody get your sage kits ready.
Get your sage kits ready. If you have not discovered sage yet, you are missing out. Let me surprise you with this shit. We don't just have regular sage. We have flowers that are different colors wrapped in sage. We have dragon's blood sage. Don't ask me where the dragon's blood comes from. I don't know. We have cedar wrapped like sage, but it doesn't burn great. So I don't know what it's for. But we also, there's other things. You know, Native Americans, I think they got, I don't blame them. They got pissed off for people using the wrong shit and doing shit. Like, I heard someone's store, they were getting mad that they were selling it at a certain place. And they're like, no. I was like, dude, man. Go to the company that makes it and yell at them. How dare you? Well, I guess you're taking the money away from the business too, possibly. There's different places. Get with the times. We're all evolving. We're all online now.
Yeah.
They're probably like posting as real Native American. I love Native American people, but for real, like everyone's, who knows how they're doing that? Kind of sucks. 2023 though. But people are coming out with some unique videos and advertisements.
And that is very true.
You can't miss out on those TikToks, though, when it comes to spiritual enlightenment and, hey, I got a message for you. Hey, this is meant to find you.
The TikToks are insane these days. Well, you know, yours, they're, oh my gosh, they're too funny, way too freaking funny, but yeah, I love them. I love the stuff that we can use now, you know, all the modern day stuff. Like before, we couldn't even do a fraction of the things that we can do now. And when I say before, I mean like maybe say give or take like 5 years ago, you know. Now it's like you have all these freaking filters and like you can edit this way and edit that way and make it into a movie and turn it into this and that, and you're like, whoa, it's a whole new world. It's pretty crazy.
I can't even make, like, sometimes an idea pop up for a TikTok, and these guys are doing a whole backyard for free, and it's all overgrown, and they got 30 seconds in the video, and they make it all nice, and I'm sitting here going, how the hell did they do this video?
Yeah, I mean, like, It's like, you know, their editing, the way that they do, I can't even explain. I'm like, wow. And then there I am, barely, like, trying to figure out, oh, okay, so this is how you add text. Nice. You know, like, very primitive type of, you know, editing on my end, you know. Like, okay, I think it's a little cool. And then when I watch TikToks, it's like, wow. You know. The difference between a filmmaker and an, you know, an amateur, like.
I don't even like. There's some crazy ass shit on TikTok though. When you think you're gonna go on TikTok just to, I don't know, scroll, there's some weird shit that you haven't seen yet, or something different, and you're like, what's going on here? Like I saw a guy with like a stuffed animal being all weird, and I was like, he's definitely acting. Oh. And he'll be like, tap the screen. He'll be all weird, being like, tap the screen. Like,
wow.
They're trying real hard to make you send you, like, it's like going to like a window in a haunted mansion. I don't know, some weird shit. People will do anything to get you to send gifts on TikTok.
Yeah, I don't even know. It's like, I mean,
even
you
myself,
know.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
You were telling me about it. No, but because otherwise, I don't really have much knowledge. I'm like finally just like dabbling into, you know, dabbling into everything, but and learning how to make my own, you know, and I'm like, oh, okay, this is cool. But yeah, I mean, some of the stuff comes up on my feet. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, how do they, I don't know.
I have no idea.
And no wonder.
I stick to basic level.
Basic,
we all got to start somewhere. I don't know the first TikTok video I did. It's probably super cheesy. It's like, hi guys, I'm Joe. And no, actually, I did one that was, it was me complaining about believing in manifesting and then getting all like sad and annoyed that it's not there yet, which is actually interesting because I heard about this today through someone else and they had a fit. And I was like, believe in manifesting. And it comes around. And I was like, we're still here. I'm waiting for it. And because people are super positive on there and they're like, they don't even talk. They point out fucking text letters and they have other things. And look, whatever's going to get you on camera and do some funny stuff. And then, or whatever. I don't know. There's something I just thought I had today after I did a live motivational chat. And I was happy with it, but I thought about it after. I work on all these ideas, and some of them are navigating spiritual growth. And it's like, I'm kind of tired of talking about this shit now. I want to have fun. Everyone's all serious about healing. There's plenty of people. If they want to hear our story, this is my opinion about me. Everyone's doing it. If they want to hear our story, they'll ask, or I'll share at some point for a certain reason. But kind of tired of, like, everyone's talking about healing. And we've been, look, it's been 5 or 6 years with me for this. And it's not a negative thing. It's more or less. And I've been trying to figure out what's the next steps for me over the decades. And sometimes it's spiritual, but recently I did live readings on TikTok, and it was the best one recently so far. And before it was a challenge, as I don't know TikTok, but readings are fun. And then at the same time, it's like, okay, I get clients, I got patients, I got clients, but appointments. But other than that, sometimes it's like, okay, like on here, it's about fun. We can talk about anything. It could be spiritual, but everyone's all serious about it, and I was serious about it too, so. I'm over the seriousness. It's like super serious. God, Jesus.
No, I think it's important to have fun. And I know we talked about that before. But I don't know. It's just like sometimes when people are so serious, you know, like you want to, you know, like they say, you want to resonate. You know, you want to just be able to be personable and not be, yeah, like not be so serious, like not be like, oh, well, I have to be an expert in ABCDFG or, you know.
Hi, I'm so-and-so. I'm a Reiki master.
I'm Reiki Master level 500.
Hi, my name's Tom, Reiki Master of Azuzu Reiki. Like, it's that's like their go-to.
Oh, Reiki.
And Reiki is not like the number one. Like, great, you were that's cool. You've activated. You got hot hands. Hi, I'm Joe, chef. 9 years. But no, my feed has become like people suggesting to me like how to live my life in the sense of being positive, letting go. Then there's people like, I'll give a shit. And there's all levels to it. You're learning to speak your truth, which is going to be uncomfortable for people. And mm-hmm. there's people that are still butthurt and like, if they didn't love me, or they did, they would be here with me, but they weren't. And it's a quote or a meme or some stupid, sad picture. We're all going through it in different ways, but so everyone's learning at different paces, and it's like different perspectives. And I'm sitting going, I just want to keep going, have fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to ask you, side note, because I forgot about this. I actually did. I just realized, remember now. Your job in the past, you quit that, right? You stopped. You dealt with, you know, some crazy shit. So I'm sure you're happy about that. That was so weird.
I'm a point now, too, where it's like I'm trying to, you know, I want to, and I'm dedicating myself full time to this, you know, to being, you know, a magician, 50,000,
you know. I'm a manifesting magician level 30 million. Yeah. You know, what's fun is I love everyone, but we all, you know, when we start our spiritual journey, we're like, yeah, so, you know, I'm trying to figure out how to do this. And it's like, what are you trying to do? You know, try to quit my full-time job and pursue my purpose and passion. We all do the same. What's that? You know, spiritual work. And it's like, we're all nervous and weird and that. And man, sit your ass down. Shut the fuck up. Just do it. Just do the work.
It's, you know, it's, so it's, I was, I actually didn't get to today, but there's a webinar that I attended on Zoom yesterday, and then there's one last one tomorrow, and it's one that was being offered for free by Aaron Dowdy and his friend Victor Odo, and it's about dedicating yourself time to, you know, to what you love doing and actually just doing it, regardless of what your platform. Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. They were tackling, you know, and highlighting like some of the major factors that keep us from doing so. So it was really awesome because it was like an hour and a half almost yesterday. I don't know how long it was today. You know, one of the things that is so difficult is, like, you know, realizing that being interested in doing it, you know, and actually being committed to doing it are two different things, you know. And then the perfectionism that we have, you know, it's like we're never, you know, we're always like, all right, well, when I'm ready, or, you know, whenever I can actually do it, you know, whenever, you know, it's like we keep postponing it because it's like we always think there's going to be a better time, or I need to do this first so that I can be ready, or whatever, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And, and then, you know, the days pass by, the months pass by, the years pass by, and we just don't freaking do it. Yeah.
We haven't moved. We're in the same spot.
Yeah, we're in the same spot, still being like, you know, level 30 million, you know, whatever. Magician, you know, master magician, level 50,000, you know, and it's like, but I think a big part of it is the fear that is still there, the fear for a lot of reasons. You know, it's not just some of us have the fear of being seen by others because we're not really, we don't like to be a public persona, or we might not like to be center stage, or the fear of being seen by others because, oh, I didn't know you were into that, you know? Oh, okay, you know, or just the fear of if I dedicate myself fully to this, you know, how am I going to, you know, how am I going to make money? Or how, and that's exactly what we shouldn't be thinking. You know, how, we should not be looking at it that way. We should look at it just like as anything to do for a living, because it's not really a job, but it's going to provide a living for us, right? The only difference is that it's our passion, it's what we love doing, you know, and it's something that is, you know, it flows effortlessly. And, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, if we have the equipment or not, as long as we're resourceful about it, you know, just make do. And, you know, a lot of times what we perceive as mistakes for people, you know, they love it because they're able to see the true us, you know, the true authentic self coming through. And so we can show them that, hey, we're making mistakes too. Hey, we're human. And, you know, like, and it's a way to actually connect with our audience. And, you know, with our people, with our clients, with our victims, you know, like however you want to refer to them, you know, and it's very true. It's actually one of our biggest strengths. So yeah, now that I've been, you know, just back to, you know, slowly back into, you know, civilization. No, but I've incorporated myself back into this. You know, I am.
Where is this incorporation of you now? Where are you at?
Oh my gosh! But now I'm like, all right. I'm going with the flow, and I'm surprising myself every day. I'm like, I have no idea what I'm gonna do, but I'm gonna do. You know, it's like, all right, spirit, you know, I'm going
to
do.
You can't judge anyone. Look, I got to the point where we, like, you realize no matter how much I was on this level of, like, I'm learning a bunch of shit right now and I'm on my game. And then that was before. What's up, homie? I know my shit. We're all here having fun talking. You have to love yourself. We were like, you have to love yourself. You know, we got into that shit. Spirit says... You know, we still had fun, but then I fell out, learned some more stuff, double time, got real humbled. That's really, like, and I think we imagine, this is what kind of bothers me, which is, there's a time and a place, you know, there's places where people need to be comfortable to speak, but there's sometimes it's just too love and light. It's too love and light. Hello, dearies. Hello, my dear souls. Hello, who are you? Who are you, like the fairy, the tooth fairy? Hello, my dear ones. I'm here to bring your tooth back to the realms of... Hello, my dear souls. Bitch, you're copying everyone else and saying the same shit because you want to be, like, super lovey. Like, sit your ass down. You know that you're crying your ass when you get off, like, I don't understand, fucking bitch. And we have to be our true, authentic self. Hello, my dear ones. What else do they say? And I hope that resonates with you.
And if it doesn't resonate, take what's yours and leave the rest behind.
And everyone here, the message might also be for you. And if you don't like it, it's all polite and shit. I did the same thing in the beginning. I wish I could watch those lives, but I deleted them. The ones here, though, they're still there, but... Man, we people please in the beginning. We're very super nice, and we find ourselves. And we go through the darkness to get to the light. To go back to the darkness, to go back to the light.
And breathe. Yeah.
Tell me about yourself.
No.
And go into, there's, you know, they updated Facebook, and there's another thing that's behind the thing of things. I'm getting invited to... other chat. I don't know. I don't understand. It's overwhelming. And there's just more groups for the groups of other groups, because there's got to be a cooler group than the other 75 million groups that...
Wow.
Just like, shit, man. Damn. It used to be all about 5D energy. No one gives a shit
right.
about 5D energy.
Right.
They're like, well, I'm just doing readings now. Fuck this shit. We're not really sure which D we're on. Tiffany or someone. Someone sells on some other D. But damn, it's all super cheesy. I wonder, you know, for old time's sake, I wonder if there's anyone doing live readings on this bitch right now. Let's see. I want to see if we could find that, if that person's doing live still. We've got Raw F After Hours. I don't know what that is. Revealing the truth about Islam. Yeah. Spy balloon shot down over Atlantic Ocean. Sounds wild. Vanity. I don't think there's Late Night with Joey Giggles. Interesting.
Oh,
what happened to Blog Talk Radio? People like, sometimes we don't have great ideas. That's okay.
I guess not.
I got this idea. I'm going to go in. I'm going to talk about tour trains. Tour train night with Daddy T. I don't know. On TikTok too, like, I'm not saying this to be negative, but there's been a lot of like Christian people. They're like, tell me I'm wrong. And all they keep telling you is to read the Bible. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. Read the book. They're super ego. Like, it's like crazy. I'm like, oh, shit. It's weird. Like, I'm seeing the collective energy. What's going on? There's a lot of Christians that stepped away from the original. We're evolving. It's the spiritual revolution, people. It's a spiritual. So, Shakti.
I'm sorry, but I'm just like, you know, I'll try to say this, you know, like tactfully and stuff, but like, yeah, there are a lot of people that are very, I mean, like they're religious fanatics, okay, that just go around and they talk about how, oh, well, you know, you're the devil this and you're like, blah, blah, blah. But then it's like, you're imposing it, your religious, and you are going around spreading fear among people, like you're you know, basically saying, oh my gosh, you know, because you don't believe what I believe, you're gonna go to hell and blah, 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 you know, things like that. And it's like, so it's right, because you're using, you know, religion as your excuse here, like what? Yeah, it's just, it's not right. You know, it's like, it doesn't make it right. Like, you know, we are not going to force anything upon anybody.
Well, there's people that are, like, they're raising their views, and so they think they're saving people from Satan and other shit. And it's their duty. So it's like, you know, we all have different perspectives to, but some people, man, I remember going to college with this one dude from Culinary Institute, and he surprised me on social media, and he kept talking about, like, a lot of stuff about religious stuff. I'm like, yo, man, this guy is, like, lost his shit, and I'm not judging him, but sometimes you got to realize, like, I don't force and push people, like, what do they call that? They have... Reckoning or whatever, like their reckoning has been like every fucking day, okay? The end of the world, the end of the world. You better get ready for the end of the world before you get faced with the truth.
The rapture,
which is really like getting stuck here, living another dense physical human. I don't know what the fuck people think that they know everything. I don't know everything. I got to the point where I've learned a lot of stuff, and I'm like, I'm just going to keep, like, embracing more of authenticity, and, you know, I don't know. I think it's going to be more funnier. I have a feeling I'm going to embrace more of that spiritual Brian stuff in a different way. I was at an open mic, and I was like, you guys hear about birth charts? And anyone hear about birth charts? And one guy's like, yeah, who? I was like, did anyone really give a shit about your birth chart? And everyone's like, oh, shit, like, but I found ways to kind of like make some humor out of it. And my dad told me in the beginning I shouldn't joke around about the spiritual stuff if I'm doing spiritual work. But it's more or less like to be funny about it. That's it. Like laugh more. Like I literally was watching a video about gratitude and changing your energy and shifting. Laugh. Fucking laugh. You're stuck in your head, bitch. Laugh about it. What do I do to raise my vibration and get away from darkness? Laugh. That's, you know. Fart.
Congrats.
Let it laugh about it. there is some seriousness to it, for sure. How you want to handle it. People's minds are actually, like, delicate. You got to be careful. People want to fuck people. People want to, there's a delicate part of the spiritual awakening journey brought to you by life.
We don't want to put them on an eight of swords.
Yeah, some people in the past, like back in the day, went through this shit and they had to be silent about it. They were scared. They didn't say a word. They didn't say a word. They took it to the grave. Because if they talked about it, people would suit judging then, like what, the 70s and 80s or 60s? Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm sure
maybe
the 80s, different. I don't know, maybe a little bit different. Depends. But old school shit, they're probably looking at us going, the fuck, they get to do this? Now I get to? Bullshit. Now? Oh, that's what that was. Gotcha.
Well, I mean, you know, if we take it back further, I mean, look what happened with, you know, like witches, Salem witch trials and stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, ridiculous. I already would have been more than burned at the stake long ago just for having a birthmark. You know, that was supposed to be like the entry. It's supposed to signify an entry wound from a previous life, but, you know, according to those days, you know, with the Salem witch trials, like that was like the mark of the devil.
We should just have people join the spiritual cult. We'll just make it a cult, and it's just for fun. We won't do anything with it. Sign up. What was it? The Children of the Sun? Was that the original, like, spiritual? Hold up. The Children of the Sun. We'll just promote it for sillies. And then, like, we're saving you from the other people. They're the bad ones. Children. My keyboard's not on here. Damn it. Let me Google
it. Children
of the Corn. It's got the juice.
That's corn, man.
Children of the Sun. I think we're, you know, through evolution, I think we're the best generation. We kind of got lucky. You know, people were celebrating in different ways, but we kind of like got social media, but we're kind of stuck on it. We made it about work and money. This is where a lot of people are fucking stuck. And I'm learning about it recently, to be honest with you. Children of the Sun. Was that it? People of the Sun? The Sun people. People of the Sun. Historical. Movement. This song was first written about. No, it's a song. I don't want to hear it. People of the Sun is the second. No, damn it. 70s? Or the 80s? Or the. Was it the 90s? People of the Sun. Empire of the Sun.
Empire of the Sun.
As the 70s continued, some of these people helped shape a new political movement known as the New Right. This movement rooted, is this what it is? No, I don't think so. I don't like politics and bullshit. Anyways, there is these peoples of the Sun in the past. I remember Bubble Boy. You remember that movie Bubble Boy?
Oh my gosh. You know what? I just Googled it. And of course, the first thing I see is Rage Against the Machine, People of the Sun. Wow. Keep talking to us, spirit.
Maybe they were different. Like, they were bringing in certain energies and bringing in the sun people. Sun and people, happiness. Why is this difficult to find?
It is difficult to find. That, like Wikipedia says, People of the Sun is the second single by American rock band Rage Against the Machine for their 1966 album, Evil Empire.
Cult. Let me see if that's it. You know, they got to put negative shit on it, so it's probably the Sun Cult.
The Sun
Cult? Worship.
Sun Worship. Hold on.
We'll lead people. Heaven's Gate. It's kind of like getting excited. Like, let's start a cult and bring everyone. We'll lead them. And they're like, oh, where are we going? I don't know. When you hear the word cult, you imagine a group of beautiful young people dancing trance-like in the sun.
Oh, wow. So, okay, listen to this one. It says Order of the Templar Temple. That's a thing.
Order of the First Temple?
They're called Order of the Solar Temple. So apparently it's an international chivalric organization of the solar tradition, or simply the Solar Temple. It's a cult and religious sect that claims to be based upon the ideals of the Knights of the Knights Templar. This one was founded in 1984 in Geneva. It is associated with a series of murders and mass suicides that claimed several dozen lives in France, Switzerland, and Canada in 1994 and 1995.
Ooh. Mm. Well, damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mm. Oh.
Wow.
Well, you find some interesting stuff when you Google.
Anyone can be drawn in and eventually manipulated by a charismatic leader making tantalizing promises that wind up causing real harm. Ross says, it's probably what people think about our spiritual evolutions. Don't trust everyone. Then why does your myth persist? Because there is indeed a connection between Southern California and cults. Yeah, because it's too hot over there. And they're bored. But they are specifically and aggressively targeted for recruitment because cults badly want to Southern California offers. Lots of this. Interesting. I'm going to join people's groups and stuff. Be like, hi, my name's Joe. I'm a part of the Sun cult. we're taking new members. Initiates. He started having acolytes burn his initials into women's flesh. People go crazy. Jim Jones says poor Christian career. I don't know. I don't want to read right now. But you remember those people? Yes, me too. Cool.
Yeah.
Good talk.
Well, I mean, the things that you learn. There's a sun cult in ancient Egypt, according to this too. Then there's the cult of sun worship in ancient Egypt. So let me see. There's a cult of sun jewelry, apparently. From sun cult to Christianity.
Okay. Sun cult. From danger to you going back to your original Christianity safety because you didn't know they were trying to kill you. Oh my God, it was a devil. Can you imagine that shit? Like you're like, you're set up now. Those people set you up to go there. Like you're going to kill those people and you're going to make them fear. I don't know. Who the fuck knows? That's like some political news shit. There was a setup. They lied. Who fucking knows? In other news, I heard Ozzy Osbourne's retiring.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, wow. I heard Ozzy Osbourne's retiring. I also heard Dr. Phil's. I put on a radio for the first time in, like, years, and they were like, oh, Dr. Phil's retiring. And Dr. Phil's retiring because Ozzy Osbourne's retiring, and so is Judge Judy. Otherwise, no one gives a shit. That's what happened.
Wow.
For real, that's what's happening. And radio's super boring. Because they were like, I don't know who else we're going to watch yell at people in courtrooms. Huh? Join us live. I was like, oh, God, super cheesy radio station. When are we going to push the envelope? When are we going to push the envelope, people? Love and light.
Love and light. Yeah. You know, that's intimidating to me when... You know, like someone that is like too love and light, they're way, way too love and light
Yeah, it's almost like where can we find your trigger and insecurities? Not that I do that. Have someone read you and they're spot on. You're like, yeah, no, that's not me. I don't fuck with people like that. If you're reading, I respect the connection with people and growth, but I'm playing around right now. We're joking around. We're having fun.
Yeah.
This is all ha 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 ha.
It's so
Tee. You're cool.
Oh my gosh, it'll come back to me, what I was going to say.
It's all coming back. It's all coming back to me now.
Yeah, and how about, well, it comes back. So how about that, the intro, NASA, oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm twisted. But for the show. For today's show.
I've heard the NASA theme after that in other places. Like, obviously, you're going to hear it in other places, but I it brought me back to the radio show, and I was like, nah, I was cooler on the radio show. It's like, you knew it was on the radio show, and that's why you wanted to use it for your commercial right now. It was cooler there.
Yeah.
Some guy asked me on TikTok, I don't know, side question, side thought. hold on, ADD moment. NASA theme. I don't even remember how I picked it. I found it somewhere. I was just dope. I didn't realize it was a NASA theme. I don't know. I just loved it.
Yeah,
and then super pumped you up. You want to do it again? It's like a reset.
Oh, man. It's, yeah, I love that. It's awesome. No, but I guess we're like, another news. Whatever else
we'll get back to you as this progresses.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah, with people that are way too love and light, you know. It's not like I'm intimidated by, you know, the whole too much love and light. I just think that it's a bit too much, you know what I mean? It's too much, so it's not real, you know, like, there's no way that somebody is always going to be love and light and perfect, and, you know, look at my freaking crystal library behind me, I've spent millions of dollars, and I'm vibing so freaking high now, and you know what I mean, like, and I have no problems, because I meditate religiously every freaking day and night, you know, I don't know. I think it's because some people, not all, but, you know, they might worry about having to keep this public persona when they're doing this kind of thing. And so, you know, if they don't seem like they're strong and perfect and beautiful and, you know, et cetera, all the time, then, you know, they're not going to be credible. People are not going to respect them, or I don't know, you know, that's kind of what I think.
Be times where people are sharing their sadness and story for people to hear, but then it gets to that, like, other level we're talking about, right? Trying to hold the persona. I've been there.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, you know, like, that's...
I feel like a parent now with, like, spiritual people.
Yeah. Spiritual,
like, I'm just trying to help you get it sooner. I'm just trying to help you. And then I was like, you know what? I did it my way too. So I'm just here to make you feel comfortable. Sorry. We're going to go down rabbit holes. It's all right. Man, we embraced some rabbit holes too. That sounds wrong.
Yeah.
Dimensional. Whatever. I saw some crazy ass shit too, but I didn't take ayahuasca, by the way. It was all organic. It was through traumatic. This is all natural. People want to just embrace more, like, inducing things and
ayahuasca. What do you think about that, by the way, Joe? Ayahuasca.
Well, I learned more over the years about it, and then I heard something about people shit themselves too.
People shed themselves?
So there's ayahuasca, there's, like, mushrooms, there's some other different things, and LSD. Those are things to kind of like non-organically kick you off into like opening your third eye and spirit. But then there's the events that just do it and trigger you emotionally that you didn't even know about the shit, and there you go, kick it in. But yeah, there's people that have died from ayahuasca, and I think it's because it's improperly, which I don't understand. You know, they put some who the fuck knows, but people have died. And then actually a friend of mine I went to college with in the culinary, she was at an event somewhere in Peru or something, and there was someone who died, and it was very like, I think it bothered her a lot. And I saw her like a couple times after college. It kind of bothered me that she would like disappear and go places, but it's none of my business. Like, I saw she's in Hawaii now. I think she works in Hawaii, but she's into that, some of that stuff. But some people shit themselves, and you don't have like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to, I've taken something that like, I don't want to ever take again. And I just want to experience it and see. And I did a little bit, and I was like, nope, never doing that shit again. Cause it played out in too many fucking ways. Freaked me out. Everything else I've been through was all like spiritual and normal. But that was one event of too many days of different weird shit. And I was like, nope, never again. No. That was called acid.
Oh my goodness. Well, yeah, that one. That's one of those things that's like, nope, never again. That one is very intense, and it's definitely, you know, like a roller coaster. Once you get on it, you will not be able to get off of it until it's done.
Well, what tripped me up was like, I didn't even feel that much till really what happened was like, days later, there would be weird little events of people and things. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Scared me. I was like, this is some bullshit. And I started freaking out about people. I didn't trust them. I was like, what the fuck is this guy trying to do? He set me up. Motherfucker.
Wow. No. You
sent me black magic, Shakti. You sent me black magic.
Totally, dude. How did you know? That's why it was so black that you shit yourself.
yeah. We should sell chocolate and call it black, dark magic. Beware.
Oh, my. Yeah. No.
We used to freak out about shadow people. Remember that? We were like, the fuck's going on?
The shadow people.
The shadow people.
You know, embrace them. Oh my gosh, man. Look, I'm going geriatric. I lost my train of thought again. Ayahuasca, I don't know, I've seen, you know, like different things about it, like on TV and like documentaries and stuff. And same with DMT. That seems really scary, but at the same time, very intriguing in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, it's one of those things where it's like a super short trip, but you know, it's incredibly profound, and it changes your entire existence because you're able to you know, establish a connection, direct connection, you know, like in much the way that we do when we do our spiritual stuff. But this is, you know, a direct, you know, link to, you know, to the other side, to, you know, like you're able to, you know, it's like all at once, you know, you're able to be in touch with that realm and see things and experience things and look into, I don't know, I mean, from what I've heard, but look into the past, the future, you know, the truth about the, you know, universal truth, things like that. And I find that very intriguing but very scary at the same time. With ayahuasca, I could definitely, you know, forgo the, you know, shit in my pants part, but I don't know if you remember, there was a show that was like on one of the, it wasn't the History Channel, but it was something like that. And it was this dude that would travel the world. And he traveled the world trying to prove the existence of God. It was of a higher power. And he was like kind of a husky dude with like red
kind of hair or whatever, reddish blonde, you know, and he was just, I forget what it was called, but in this particular, I guess, you know, he took, there were a few episodes that were dedicated just to this, you know, proving the existence of God. So, like, some of the episodes took place in India, you know, and he went there and, like, he would interview, you know, the people there and then, you know, their perspective, and I forget where else he went, you know, and so he could get the Muslim experience, you know, and what their particular beliefs, you know, and everything, and I think he went to Peru, and when he was in Peru, he actually went ahead and he took ayahuasca just to see, to prove, like, okay, what's my experience, and you know, is it true, like, does it connect me to the other side, you know, is there really, you know, will I be able to see and feel the presence of a power and stuff? And that was really interesting. I mean, that's actually got me to think of, like, I wonder what,
I've heard stories in different ways, and it's interesting. I kind of just got to a point in my life where I think after that last event, because I didn't ever dabble in shit in the last, it was a little, and everyone can, it's very unique. But I got to this point where I was like, I really want to just have what I have now and, like, not dabble, like, go into that, because I don't know how many realms and timelines I've jumped, because it got to a point where it got real. So it's like, I remember I was on the phone with people for like 4 hours, which was impossible to me. I was on the phone with 3 or 4 people for 4 hours. I was like, this never happens. What's going on with time and existence and the fuck? And people were like, this is not, we would look at the phone and go, no way. It was three or four people. Same thing, 4 hours each. I was like, no way. But yeah, I don't, my brain is already, it's already enough. So let's keep it. But yeah, there's people that have done that. And, All that's going to happen is they're going to share their story, and you can take it or leave it, and that's their experience, and you can't take that away from them. People have felt and experienced similar things. It's wild, really, what's really beyond all this. And I think the questions that sometimes are scary are, you know, the unknown. And what if God was one of us? Do-do-do-do. Just a stranger on a bus. Offering you DMT for us. Man, there's a lot of so I'm going through here, and I'm just, you know, not to be negative or say anything mean, but there is a lot of church and prayer and things on Blog Talk Radio. It's a lot. There's some psychic stuff. There's some psychic stuff. Not a whole lot though. I think they moved away from Blog Talk Radio. I don't know what's up, but kind of disappointed. We're, you know, hey, remember us? We're here.
I'm sorry for laughing.
Did you know these footprints? I don't know. It's a whole variety of things on Blog Talk Radio. I actually listened to Blog Talk Radio, and I don't remember how I found it years ago before everything happened. One day I was realizing, like, I just want to do what they're doing. And so I created a Millennial's Third Eye, and I didn't know what the fuck I was doing with it. And I pushed it aside. I paid for it or whatever. And then I was kind of lost in life, and I was listening to a podcast on my phone, and the lady was like, you know, you're upset, blah, 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 blah. You have to look for the things you put aside. It's an unfinished project. That's what you need to do. I went, oh, shit, the podcast. And here we are. Here we are. It's still going, but. It's fun. It's something to do.
No, I really, you know what? It is a lot of fun, and you know, I love doing it, as you know.
Hold on. Someone says in the chat room here, they left already. There is also travel. They wrote in the chat room. Traveling is to complete unknown location. It's also pineal gland. This is what they wrote. One should not confuse magic with sorcery. LOL. And then they put some, like, French shit here. Let's Google it and translate it, because I don't... See, this is what people do. They know some shit, so they're gonna come in, let you know, and they'll leave you a little hint, like fucking the butterfly. What do they call it? Cicada, something. I'm gonna leave you clues. Oh, I can't type enter because my keyboard.
Okay.
Hold on. And shit.
I was actually trying to get or be in the be able to see the chat, but it kept like giving me an error for some reason, which is weird.
Well, right now you're not missing anything because the guy came in, talked about some stuff, and you know, don't get twisted about alchemy, magic, and sorcery. Duality and black magic and no. It's an alchemist about. We're not even talking about that. What the fuck were we talking about? It came in like 2:45. That's in bigger times. 12. I don't even know what the number is. I never do the bigger numbers. I do 12 o'clock. I do 24, 22 hour, 45. Not military time. So I don't even know what time it was. It was at 45. So it was like 10 minutes ago. I didn't even see it. Man, now I feel like I got to go find this dude and be like, yo, we need you to come back. Please, yo, tell us more, please. You have left us hooked. Why can't I chat? I think he's not here, so that's why. His picture is like super alchemy-ish. It's like someone who's... Yeah, I don't know how to explain it. Now I can't get out of this. Damn it, close.
You know what? I was wondering. I thought I had an account. Did I? So I'm trying to log in.
Man, Blacktop Rio messed up. How do I move this and get rid of it? If there's a window here, it won't go. Where's the X? Closed it. Settings? Shit. You done messed up. Back. Where's the other button? Welcome to Millennials Dirt Eye. This is a random episode where now we are currently trying to close the window in the chat room that I've opened. And this is sorcery. This is the sorcery he was talking about. Don't get it twisted. Now I'm messed up.
Damn. Don't get it
twisted. I think still haven't got it. Damn it. We'll get back to you as this story unfolds of how it closed the window. It's like when you go to message someone and then you chat, but the window pops up, but there's no way to close it. It's hidden. Oh, I got it. Yes, I got it.
It was
hidden in gray. You can't find it. I won. Sorcery over, motherfucker. his username is Be Wise as a Serpent. A Serpent.
I don't know. I think a lot of
lock up, Mike.
Yeah, I think they might think that we're like being totally serious or whatever when we're really not trying to be.
Absolutely. We were talking about some other shit.
Yeah. We're just clearly all over the place for a reason. But...
They're probably teacher during the day, like a older teacher. And they're like a wise serpent at night of alchemy, trying to spread wisdom on seeds of light. Dropping little pieces of breadcrumbs of hints. Oh wait, I was trying to read the I was googling it. I forgot about it. He put in this thing which translates to goodbye until we meet again. Oh, very fancy. Look at that.
Okay.
Came in, got us all. I feel like I'm gonna go down a rabbit hole now, man.
Going down the rabbit hole.
Where did he go?
Yep.
Can't just come in here like that.
And then leave? What?
Can't just leave us. I gotta go find this guy. I'm gonna put some work in now. Hold on a second. Let's see if we can find this dude. Oh, can't type that down. You got me. want to hear more. I want to know why like this guy just kind of came in and unsolicited information. Be wise as a serpent. I mean, I feel like your username is that, and it's like, Be wise. Is that how you spell it? Now it's wasting too much time. I don't want to think about it anymore. It just redirected me a different way. I should be able to open this into another thing. It should bring me to your profile or something, right? Inspect. Confusion. So anyways. What am I type here? Man, I really hope he comes back. We can meet him again someday.
It's what did you say? I said, letting me join the chat. It just keeps giving me an error. An error prompt or whatever, which
there's really nothing there.
Yeah, no. I think I had an account before. I'm pretty sure I did, but I don't remember. I just thought, I don't feel like creating another one right now. If I do have it, I'll find it. I'll figure it out. I just gotta figure it out.
Be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. We can begin again. Matthew, behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Oh, we're learning stuff. What does this mean? Cannot open? What do you mean you can't open this? I'm getting chills. I don't know why. Am I okay, Shakti? Sorcery? Finally back here. Okay.
Vera, you're just awakening some more.
I feel like he attacked me. Triggered by some shit.
Got money. Don't wanna if it don't clap when she walk. Ain't too pretty in the face, but she's super thin. I'm just thinking with my dick. My shit dumb. I'm just thinking with my dick.
You know the song? Heard it?
My shit dumb. I'm just with my mind, all my mind. VIP.
Yeah, so like, my plan is to figure out my social media schedule here for like the week. And so far, you know, I started off yesterday, and I was amazed at, like, I was on TikTok before, but I don't know what the fuck happened last night. But people were, like, all on TikTok. It just had a great laugh. I haven't been on Blog Talk Radio in a while, and I don't know where people are. It's, like, weird. It's, like, things are changing. I don't know. We'll have some fun, see what happens. But it's, like, people are only on certain things at certain times. I don't know. It's maybe the full moon, but... curiosities.
We can play around with the timing. I mean, you know, it all depends on the interest of people nowadays and, you know, whatever, like prime time hours, you know. I don't know. We usually late at night we used to have good following, you know, like a good crowd of listeners. I think, I don't know, maybe it's just because of the fact that we had already established ourselves and, you know.
So we were doing it like every night.
Yeah. I think that's probably what it was. Yeah, so that greatly helped.
But yeah.
I'm checking out this other radio show right now, and they literally have pictures of themselves. I think it's pictures of themselves. It's very interesting how they Raw, RAWF Radio Network, After Hours Saturday. They look like wrestlers, or like, I don't know. Live from Vancouver, Unstopped. Yeah, the wrestlers, Love Hurts. So they must be like in character and shit. It's very interesting, but we're all different. Some people like feet, so, I mean, not my thing. But I'm just checking out right now, like, what other side note, people who like feet. You know, people who like feet are very interesting. I asked someone, and they're like, they have button toes. And I was like, what are button toes? What do you mean? And they actually sent me a picture of someone. I was like, no, don't do that. No, I don't.
Button
I just, it's
toes.
Very interesting. Yeah, I don't know, there's words for it. You know, keywords for searches. And by the way, I do not know this shit only because I was told this shit. It's not my forte. I don't buy pictures. Not my thing. But someone I knew at one point, because they just disappeared and ghosted me as a friend, now I don't give a shit. So I'm going to call them. Yeah, I don't even know how they got into liking. I wanted to ask more questions. How does this psychologically affect you? How does it start? talking about it with this person, they were like, it got them excited, which bothered me because we're two dudes right now, so, but yeah, they were into feet, and certain things intrigue me. I'm just curious, where did this go down? Like, someone when you were younger, you just were watching a video, and you're like, damn, those feet, or, I don't know.
They wanted to see your toes, Joe, is that what it
spiritual
was?
Awakening, no, definitely not. I've never had anyone that were like, damn, them feet, Joe. They looked like they walked miles to get here. I've had a gay guy tell me I'd take a dozen of those or something like that. He walked by me and was like, I'll take a dozen. And I was like, I looked at my friend. I was like, did this guy just hit on me, this older guy? He's like, yeah. Gay guys don't give a shit. They'll come up to you. I had a gay guy stare at me in the fucking wall, Marshalls one day. And I was like, what the fuck is this guy with just eyes? So I was like, okay, dude, that's freaking, I'm uncomfortable. I'm not gay, but. Okay, guys, I don't know what you like about me, but damn. Leave me alone. No, they don't. No one really bothers me. Someone messaged me on TikTok, and they were like, you must get a lot of messages. I don't really think they were flirting with me. They were being kind of kind. Hello. People sometimes were like, hi, thanks for following me. I don't know what the fuck. And I kind of like stopped looking at it, but like, you must get a lot of messages on here. I was like, I mean, not really. I get messages about appointments. Oh. That's hard to believe. And I was like, okay, I'm going to stop talking now. I don't need to entertain. I got a fine female. Revealing the truth. I'm trying to look at topics that are on here these days because people, like, they really get it. They got to let it out, you know? Crazy Nation Radio. The world's just gone crazy, or is it just us? I kind of like that. Can we eat? I think we are full now. Tonight we will get into how much bullshit there is. Oh, I kind of like this. But wait, how much bullshit there is? Is next, don't worry, there will be tons more soon. Okay, bullshit. Interesting. Oh, it's politics. It's about politics, not about that. People just kind of, they're like, politics are very interesting to me. The fuck does it matter? People just talk shit about the other shit. They're distracted by the shit. That's the 3D shit. And guess what? People actually unfriend you and stop following you because of stupid political shit.
It's bad. I mean, I am not really. That's the reason why I can't stand politics. I really can't. And it's gotten progressively worse. And everybody, you know, oh, I was right. No, you're right. No, you know, who cares? Because at the end of the day, whoever wins is not going to be for you. You know what I mean? Like, matrix system. That's all.
It's just, yeah, it's another fucking, it's a trap. Run.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of morning prayer. I think that's cool. I'm with the shits. You know what freaks me out, Shakti?
What's that?
Women who love to watch murder mysteries at night.
What?
Yeah,
I like
don't,
to watch murder.
I don't
murder
know about
mysteries.
That.
At night? Okay. Well, I like to watch them during the day, so.
Oh no, you're good. You're good. Yeah,
okay.
They want to watch murder mysteries at night, and they want to like, they're like, oh, I want to learn about the psychological. Why is that like? That makes you calm and relaxed for bed. I'm like.
Well. Or they could be a Scorpio. So maybe, you know, like me. I used to watch the ID channel. And it was investigative, whatever, ID detective Penda. That was one of my favorites to watch. Because I like that kind of stuff. It's just, it's disturbing.
There used to be a lot of, you know, I was watching some throwback shit from, like, when I used to grow up, and they had, it wasn't that old, and you forget about what was on TV, like, and it's gone now. It's on, like, Peacock now. Peacock has all the, we'll play everything
yeah.
that you forgot about shit.
Yep. It's weird. But, yeah, it's all gone. You're like, what? Peacock has it.
I was watching all that for a minute, and I was like, yeah, I used to grow up as a kid watching this, and I was all into it. I was like, this is boring as shit. No, I can't watch this.
Oh.
It was funny
yeah.
as a kid, but, and my parents hated it. They were like, what is this dumb shit? I was like, I like it. They used to laugh at some silly ass, real ridiculous kid stuff. But now, it ain't funny. I understand. Plus, I don't know, I think too much on a daily basis about the world, life, spiritual shit. What am I going to talk about today? What am I going to do next? So I just want to have fun. What's on your chest, Shakti? What do you want to let out to the world? What do you want to let out? You have a stage. You have this time to, what do they call that? You have the time to vent and get it all out.
Oh. I don't know. Sometimes I overthink, and sometimes I'm not really. I don't know. I don't worry about it like most people. I just, you know, I'm a rather go with the flow type of person. But right now, not too much. Is you know, I have to say, I'm concentrating on the being grateful. I'm feeling grateful right now. I'm supposed to, thank goodness, you know, because sometimes I'll be, like, really in my head. Well, it's more like in my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a water sign, that's all. but I think, I don't know, I just, maybe the... intensity of the full moon is hitting me a little differently. Well, no, it's better.
Let's find out with the new moon and let's figure this shit out. What is the new moon bullshit now? New moon now, February 23? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, wrong time for that one. February 20th. New moon. When is the snow moon? Oh, it's a snow moon. Man, what are they calling these things? The moon will appear full.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's a full moon. No shit. About 3 days around this time. From early Saturday. I want to hear spiritual reasons. Moon phase. Hold up. We got to put more stuff. Spiritual bullshit. Full moon in Leo is igniting our desires.
How do we know?
February 5th brings an exciting and chaotic. Ooh, there you go. There we started this shit, Shakti. I love what they're.
Oh.
I'm already divinely timed, synchronistic. Things are already, it's resonating with me. They use the words
shit.
I needed to hear. I'm gonna follow them now. February 5th brings an exciting and chaotic full moon in Leo that will ignite our passions and desires. as well as our individuality. The lunation, as well as our individuality, the lunation, which, what the fuck is lunation? It's like a cult. It's a group. Yo, what up, my lunation, brother? What's up? Which occurs on 1:28 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is set up to bring change and shifts in unexpected ways that will augment the current direction of our lives.
Oh,
here we go. The day before the full moon, Venus and Mars square off. They're going against each other, bitches. Passion, desire, and aggression, gang, gang, are themes that can come into play. Therefore, it's important to take control over our emotions. Oh, okay. Which may be extremely hard to do. Uh-huh. 2 days before the full moon, Great Awakener. Oh, we got to use fancy words. Great Awakener, planet Uranus, who is in the fixed Earth sign. I don't know astrology. Taurus activates the sun in Aquarius. Taurus activating the sun in Aquarius. Thank you to reveal its true self. Holla to Taurus. Thank you, bro. As Uranus is the modern planetary ruler of Aquarius, forward, this will have an immense impact on us. Combine the aspects of February 3rd and 4th, you're losing me now, contribute to the erratic and uncertain nature of the full moon. Man, full moons are always mysterious. It's like, what are we going to do this time? Day of the full moon will experience the emotionality of our chart and hearts waking up. Yeah, okay. Uranus connects with the moon on February 5th. How many connections is this stuff? Get to the point. And asks us to express our innermost feelings to the world without hesitating. Get it out, people. Write your feelings out to the world. Burn it. Send it to the moon. Put it somewhere. Send it out in a boat, in a bottle, whatever it is. Put it out to the world. Since Mars is in Gemini, man, Mars, all these planets go to different places. Mars is in Gemini is giving an extra push for us to state our deepest sentiments. Why can't they just be more like one? They have to use fancy words. you need to dumb it down for me. So we'll be inclined to let them be known. Think of the energy of this full moon to act like a truth serum. You a bitch. Everything we've been feeling from the good, the bad, and the ugly is coming out. All right, everyone. Don't blame me for anything. It's the good. Man, this makes a lot of sense, don't it? For a lot of time. Not everything, but some stuff. Yeah. There's more to this.
No.
Man.
I'm looking it up, too, to see what other sites say about full moon in Leo.
Understandably, arguments can ensue if we don't use the right words or callous in our haste to make an exit out of toxic dynamics. I feel like this is kind of like everything all the time. It's like, hey, planets are coming together. It's uncomfortable. Start expressing what you need to let out to the world or the peoples about how you feel. And no matter what, what's said on February 5th, the next day brings regret. Oh, great. Fuck shit. Regret and apologies, which is why it's wise to be compassionate to others as well as ourselves through the whole dramatic process. If anyone listens to this podcast, I'm going to apologize to any one of you motherfuckers. This is all fun. If you're triggered by it, it's all love, whatever. The reason why we're speaking up and asserting our power is because Mars and Uranus want us to break free and out of our circumstances that aren't working for us. I like who wrote this. Really, like, I'm just reading with emphasis. The veil has been lifted from our eyes, and we can see what change has to take place in order for us to be successful and joyful. You can't lie to me anymore. The veil's lifted. If you are genuinely happy in these situations and dynamics, honestly, self-love are taking us towards our goals, and we are going to be able to achieve bliss from being truthful. And okay, yeah. They should add in here too. If you don't, feel free to repeat this in the next cycle. No matter if it's a negative or positive experience, it's hard because we are creatures of habit. It's hard for us to reimagine life due to consistency we crave as humans. Yeah, this is dope. I'm with it. It resonates, bruh. That's our bit for tonight. Does it resonate, bruh?
I mean, let's say with this one. This one says, okay, so blah, blah, the astrology behind February's full moon. February's full, hold on, let me get my, see if I can get my radio show voice right. yeah, February's full moon falls in the sign of Leo and will peak on Sunday, February 5th, around 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the good news is, we're all going to be feeling a confidence boost from this fiery energy. As Quinn explains, not only are we fresh out of retrograde season, with every planet moving direct now until spring, but Leo itself is a sign known for expression, creativity, and shining bright. So it's kind of like this fresh restart and a time to take full advantage of planets giving us the green light to move forward. You serious? Okay. She explains, adding, I really haven't had this kind of similar moment since 2019. Through most of the pandemic, we've been in a lot of retrograde turmoil. Behind that, she explains, while full moons are a time to let go of things and surrender, Leo's influence on the moon is allowing us to not be afraid to let go of the things that aren't working for us so that we can surrender to the new flow that we're in. Being a sign that's inspired for theatrics, however, is like hint, hint, just like me. Well, there for the theatric, Quinn does caution that Leo full moon can amp up drama.
Trigger warning.
It can amp up the drama, people. Just saying. We might be experiencing some drama within our lives, you think? Especially because of Venus and Mars's placements as well. She explains. Whoever, I guess Quinn is the author of the 1122. 1122. All right. All right.
Synchronous. I just wanted to, super divine
Venus,
time,
man. Super, yes. It's a sign, man. It's a sign. No, she's the author of the article there. Miss Quinn. Venus is in Pisces, which, oh, shit, which adds a dreamy quality to our love lives and creativity, while Mars in Gemini brings some hot and cold dynamics to how we're handling our own energy and actions. With those added elements, it can give a little bit of a theatrical presence for us, Quinn says. How to work with this one? As I mentioned, the name of the game under full moon is releasing anything that's not working, so you can have a clean slate once the next moon arrives, which is February 20th. Okay. And because the moon's energy is similar to all the way back in January of 2019, Quinn suggests reflecting on what that month was like for you. Okay, if my memory serves me right. What's transpired in the past 3 years. And how things might feel now, like you did back then. Hell no. In terms of rituals, here we go, Joe.
In terms of rituals.
Rituals. Get your sage kit ready. Make sure you have all of your crystals charged and ready to blast. She recommends doing some candle magic. Grab that coconut, Joe.
Grab everything.
That freaking coconut, Joe. Grab that freaking coconut.
Grab the coconut. Put the lime in the coconut.
I'm just because. Let me get that black candle, too. Oh, my gosh. So doing some candle magic or a fire ritual, given this full moon is in a fire sign, consider writing down what you would like to release under this full moon and burning it safely, of course, under the moonlight. Then, to alchemize the ritual, put out the fire with water.
Wow. You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers? I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I forget how loud or long these are. My bad.
So keep going. I want to hear more.
Awesome. Trigger warning. Other ways for us to honor this moon include hosting a full moon circle with your fellow lunar loving friends like me. Nikki Moonwater. Moon.
Wait, what?
Baby.
What was that one?
Do you want me to, I was talking about other ways to honor this moon, Joe. They include hosting a full moon circle with your fellow lunar loving friends. Like
oh,
husband.
God.
Making moon walk, make that moonshine, baby. Or doing a full moon meditation. But take a look at our guide to the full moon rituals for more inspo here. Inspo. Is that a new term for inspiration? Are you shitting me?
Oh, like, God, no.
The deterioration of the immune process.
I was trying to see which intro this is. I want to see if we have that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what this one is. Oh, God.
Oh, that's awesome. You got mail.
Do you remember this one? That was like the one of the first ones I had. That's something I've never used. Intro music. That's some dumb serious shit. I don't know where I gotta find that one where it was the AI voice. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Custom intro. Wait.
Oh, for an intro.
I don't know if this is it. This is the same dish. Oh, shit. Is it? What is it?
Those are awesome.
Oh, that was some lame. That was like the first.
T minus 10, 9, 8.
Nope. I don't know if there's a bunch here, so I don't know. I'm looking for it. But, So moon water and, you know, do your moon circles. I actually was in a group chat and I was like, can I ask an honest question? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, you know, don't take offense to this. What's with everyone kind of like doing this fucking moon shit? I was like, I get the whole feminine energy. Love it. Because a part of me thinks like, I'm going to be honest with you. You want to talk spiritual shit? There's something that kind of annoys me. And I never really talked about it because I don't really care at the end of the day. But there's memes, right? And there's quotes. It's like, she really had to suffer to become this embodiment of beauty that you can't handle. And it's always she. A lot of people want men to be more spiritual. And there's like sometimes you rarely like find like most of the time it's like you don't give a shit. Like, but for us, like I was looking for things to express myself at one point. It's like you let her go. And she, I was like, come on, man. What is it about? But a lot of the women are doing the ones writing it. So the men aren't doing. There was a group I was a part of that was a men's spiritual some sort of group. And the thing about that was it never went anywhere. I didn't create it, but I was a part of it, and the guy was like, I'm going to step away from this. Nothing really happened with it, but people are amazed that there's straight men that do spiritual stuff, and then, I don't know, it just kind of confuses me, but the moon thing kind of annoyed me a little bit. It's no one's fault, kind of a little trigger within me, but and I just asked him, I was like, look, where's this, the moon, oh, do the moon water, I get the energy, it's metaphysical, but everyone's fucking put moon water, do the moon ritual, burn your, I talked about this before, people actually burning their, their intentions to release. But the thing about that is, you're also asking the universe to assist you with actually releasing the problem that you haven't learned yet. People think they're just going to heal and I released it. I burned it. I'm forgiven.
Exactly.
I've done that. And then people get stuck in the shit. And it's like, yeah, okay. You're really looking for the way out.
That's
I burned
really...
it. I'm going to read someone one day. I'm like, did you burn your intentions out to release it? Yeah. Yeah, shit didn't go. It was returned back to you. Yeah, I'm going to fuck with someone one day. Yeah, they're saying that you actually did not really mean it. It's not done. They're going to be like, what the fuck?
Like, yo, are you off your rocker? Yeah. No, but that's a good point. I actually hadn't thought about it that way. So I like that.
When you're manifesting, too, you're asking to receive the thing and help with what's in your way of not receiving it. And so those people are like, why is it not coming? You know, this is some bullshit. I ain't getting my money. Well, it's also because you're not believing something's limiting it. And I had those moments, too, where it's like, what's the dealio? Why you have me believing this and I'm just cut short? I want to get out of here. And your whole timeline story would be completely different if you receive certain things. But who's to say you can't? People want to win the lottery. That shit is annoying. I'm gonna win the lottery one day and I'm gonna be all right. Yeah, okay. People get fucked up from the lottery too.
Oh gosh, yeah. You know, it's money changes people, and unfortunately, most people cannot handle the intensity of being, you know, overly abundant. And for them, oftentimes, not every time, but, you know, it can be about just the power, obviously, that comes with it, you know, because everybody, when you have money and when you have something that, you know, people want, of course, they're going to, you know, oh, they're going to like you. They're going to be around you. They're going to, you know, like, oh. But when you don't, that's a different story. And it changes the narrative.
I just don't care anymore in a good way. Like, I was really insecure about losing my car. I didn't lose it. I surrendered it. I gave it back. I don't want it no more. I was insecure. I had to learn some shit. But it made me humble. And it's kind of like...
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's weird when you're in the moment. You're like, I don't want to call the bank. I don't want to do it yet. I don't want to do it. I want to keep it. I want to, you know, it's like, yeah, I did some crazy ass shit, but it's part of my journey. And I think I was also insecure because I was afraid of not being able to get something as good or better. But it's also the same as even a car, having a car. I've had many cars. It doesn't matter what kind of car I'm driving. It doesn't matter what you're wearing. I don't give a shit. Now I'd be like, you know, it happened. That I got a little annoyed. Why would the universe have me do this? I don't know. I don't know everything. But it's all good. I don't know what my point about that conversation was, but I made peace with it. I have released it and burned it. I set it, set my intentions and burned it in the fire with the moon. I'm healed.
You are healed. Well, you know, and I think it's... you know, something
1133, angel number.
All right. We're right on point. You know, our synchronicities. But it's, you know, I think it's you know, having, like, lost everything and nothing at all, not a damn thing. To having, you know, regained. And, you know, it's like once you get pointed, like you said, it is very humbling. And it's like, you know, once you have nothing, it's like you're free to gain everything, you know, because the things that you have don't own you. And they don't own you anymore. They don't give you, your value. They don't, you know. And I big part of it. You know, it's hard, and because of course, you know, for something like a car, you know, like it makes it so much easier to get things done, to, you know, means to an end, or, you know, or whatever it happens to be. And I think that we become so attached to the idea or attached to the comfort that it provides that sometimes it's like when we find ourselves not having it, like, my gosh, like, you know, it can be really upsetting. And in some cases, you know, like, it's devastating, you know, like for example, for those people who lose everything in a house fire, you know, like, horrible.
It's a really good, deep thing, yeah.
That's an example that I think is perfect because although I didn't lose everything to a house fire, but, you know, I can imagine the trauma, the additional trauma caused by something like a fire in addition to losing everything, you know. So it puts it into perspective, you know, and you're like, wow. And it's not easy. So, you know, it's something that you have to feel when, you know, when you're able to overcome something like that, whether it is that grand in scheme or not, you know, just be proud of yourself. You know, like,
you know,
something that...
Yeah, everything you're saying is right and true. I love it. I just have moments where it's like, I don't know, when I was younger, I guess I never imagined, like, all of us learning or discussing, connecting to all this. I don't know. It's just I'm having a little moment. It's weird.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's that, again, the full moon, but, blame it on.
Damn full moon.
Damn it, moon. It's all your fault. No, but, you know, it's that full moon energy also, helps to when you're feeling that intensity, it's just bringing all these feelings out so that you can release them. And it's like you're saying, you know, you can't burn it. You can't really burn it. You have to, you know, deal with it.
You keep sending it up to your higher self, and your higher self sends back to your the love, the lower,
yep.
The as within, so without shit. Yep. You take care of that. Thanks.
No, right back at you again, because you have to deal with it. You have to, you know, you have to learn the lesson. You have to finish the karma with it. You have to assimilate it, embrace it, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling grateful. I'm grateful. Super grateful. Do you remember those moments where, like, you know what? I'm grateful. I'm just great. I'm grateful. It's all good. It's all good. Fuck this shit. What a journey, man. What's next? What do you think's next? If you were to guess for you, like, in small steps, like, just small, like, two little things that are, like, the next month or so, like, what do you think's next for you? Just for fun. Like, just to come back to this episode, be like, some bitch.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're putting me on the spot now. Damn. That's
just let it roll. What do you feel?
Oh, man. I think one of the things that is next is probably finally maybe just finishing or completing something that I've wanted to for a long time, and it's more in the, you know, on the doing what we do aspect. You know, the spiritual purpose. I think that maybe that's something that will probably, I think that's panning out for the next, you know, the next couple months. Because for any other areas of my life, I'm like, I'm just going to leave that alone. I'm like, listen, first, you know, I'm trying really, really hard to manifest correctly over here. So, you know, I have no resistance.
It's like it's a universal, I don't know, this person today, like, really a really nice person, but they were frustrated, and I felt the frustration. They were like, why does everyone else get that stuff? Because you know what? I understand more actually by saying it. I realize more. Some people look at, like, they're in a moment and they're frustrated. There's all these fucking YouTubers too, and I think they don't realize the impact they're putting on people. They're like, this is how you can manifest this. No, no, no. And these people are like trying really hard. Like, what the fuck am I doing? You talk about doing all this shit.
You're like, why haven't I met yet?
Why haven't I manifested yet? I've gotten annoyed too, where I've manifested things before without knowing I did it, and then did it again. But then, like, why can't I do it again? What's wrong? Just do it. Yeah, it's we want things. We just want. We want to fill the void. It could be so many different things, actually. There's so many reasons to the reasons of the reasons of the other reasons to why you are, I don't know, yeah. You fucked. Full moon. Snow moon. Done.
Snow moon. I mean, pretty appropriate for a freaking polar.
What would I feel for me coming up in a small essence without overthinking it? I think there's going to be something good that I'm not looking for. It's not even something on my radar. So I don't know the size of it. Or it's going to be something like just good because I'm tired of like always wondering what's next too. So even though I'm talking about it, it's like sometimes we don't even know the thing that is coming in a good way. So, you know, Taurus going to be turning up Aquarius. Papa, what's up?
No, I think you're right with, you know, like just trying to expect something, you know, how, like trying to promote expectations of something good coming our way instead, you know. I think, you know, good things are going to continue to come our way. You know, I say that because of how I've been manifesting lately. And so even when the momentum kind of maybe, you know, I'm trying to really learn how to just let it flow and not impede that progress, that momentum, and just really feel it. You know, it's the feeling. That's what this is. That's the secret. You feel it, and you feel it as if it's already here, as if it's already done. Because as hard as it might be, you know, for you to like, you know, think that it is possible, or you know, but and also with people deterring you from, oh well, I don't know how you're gonna do that, or oh well, you better find something else. Oh well, you know, you gotta let that go, or you gotta let that person go, or you gotta, you know, do whatever, you know, whatever it happens to be. People always have an opinion, and that's, you know, that's all right. But the thing is that no one's gonna know better than yourself what it is that you need to do. You know, that's something that always comes from within, never, you know, outside of you.
We're going up those stairs of awareness.
That's right. Up the steps of awareness. You know, and that's for, you know, for some people. You know, they might mean well. They might not be ill-intended, like a lot of other people, but they might mean well. And when they tell you, like, you know, or give you their input and advice, of course, but, you know, it's just being careful in whom we choose to trust and open up to is also very crucial, you know.
What is this about? Yo, some dude has a podcast on here called Heaven Super Soldiers, Millennial Mustard Seeds. Oh, the mustard seed is God's. So I didn't get it at first, my bad. Millennial Mustard Seed. Interesting. Okay, well, they're going to copy me. Damn. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know. It's just like I'm ready for, like, I guess I'm gonna, in my next part of this, like, what's coming for me, I think, what I'm feeling, what I get, what's manifesting, because it's real, it's 100%, no doubt, dog.
Doubt.
Is that there's gonna be a part of me that's gonna just get lit up in a great way. And I don't know exactly what it is yet, but I'm gonna be like, shit. I don't watch Dragon Ball Z, but they do that. Whatever. And I think it's going to bring a lot of, like, direction. And I'm going to go, watch. I'm going to, like, erase half this board that I just did for, like, a whole day yesterday. And go, I don't even do this shit. I'm going to do this now. Watch this. I'm going to be so confident with it. Bah, bah, bah. I'm supposed to be, like, a rebel. I'm supposed to take all this shit, make it into, like, a very interesting way. I don't know. It's going to happen, though. People are not going to have a trigger warning.
All right. Okay.
Seatbelt. I got an idea.
You know, it's something that, what I think that what triggers a lot of people is just when you are, like, when you, and I'm saying you in the general sense, not just you, but it is triggering to people, right? To encounter someone that has a lot of confidence, because it's almost like, how dare you? I'm not that confident. You can't be that confident then, you know? So when you're like, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it, and they're like, no, you're not. Subconsciously, you know, like, no, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not, because I'm triggered. Because how can you say it with such confidence? How can you know when I don't even know, you know? And it definitely is something that, you know, I observe it in that way. And of course, nothing is ever personal. You know, people are always taking everything, every freaking thing, personal. I mean, you can't even take your own existence personal. You know, like, don't take it personal. That's a freaking temporary human experience. That's it. That's it. It's not that serious. But we take it seriously, and then we're like, no. We got to live life like this. The matrix system says, five job, married by 30, 50 children by 30, like, house with a white picket fence. And otherwise, you are worth nothing. You know what I mean? You're too old. It's like, all right, everybody, candies. Selfie, duck lip.
Are you doing anime voices right now? Look at me. It's like the most savage shit. There's a song that, like, sounds pretty cool, and it translates to, like, suicide or something. I was like, what the fuck?
What?
It's like all this, like, it's like, da, 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 and then it's really about suicide. They're dancing and shit. They had no idea. Like, that's what it says in the video. They have no idea what this means. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, these guys, man. And they tricked us, though. Right. Why would it be so positive and exciting?
But they're bringing it back to life, Joe. They're bringing it back to life.
Yeah, might as well dance it out. Before you go, listen to this song, and you'll be cheerful enough. Fuck that, man.
Fucking dark humor. Dark humor for the win. Dance that shit out, man.
Oh, man. I mean, at the same time, I believed it, so I don't know if it's really true, but that's what it said. It's ignorance from my part, but that's what it said in the video. This is really about this, and they're dancing to this song. You know, it reminds me of this commercial that was on YouTube I found a long time ago. And it was this guy and his family in the car, and they were German or something like that. It was learn how to speak English or languages. And the song was like, I want to fuck you in the ass. And it's like a beat. And they're like bobbing their head. And it goes, learn English on this thing. I was like, oh, shit. But kind of funny because we listen to different languages and they say some stuff. But, hey, man, if you like the beat...
They could have just been avid fans of anal. I mean, you know, to each one, right?
I don't understand. I'm multitasking here because it's a part of my human design, which I've learned recently. It's really a part of my human design. I'm a 6'2", generating manifester, whatever that's what it is. And one of the things that stuck with me today that I learned about was I'm a multitasker. So if I'm doing one thing, I'm going to be doing something else at the same time because that's what I do. Anyway, so I'm looking at other radio shows here, and this one says, The Devil's Next Target, Dr. Sabrina Sessions, Brother Marshall Parrott. I don't know what the fuck is this show. I'm not making fun of people, but I'm making fun of this a little bit. Things cannot be spoken against. You want to be quiet and do nothing rashly. I don't know. Why can't we just be like, hey, be a good person. You're good. Like, we're all worried about getting to heaven and stuff. Like, just do your best. Just stop put. I don't like when people push their shit on people. I love everyone. I love all the religions, even like Lucifer. Go do your thing, man. Thanks for being a part of the collective energy of the dark and the light. I get it. You fell. You know, you had your reasons. We're here to learn about it, and we're also going to be moving on up. But. I feel like some people make it back up. They're like, fuck this shit. But, like, we made it. Let's do it again. Like a slide. That was wild. Let's go back. All right. But, I don't know. It's none of my business either. I'm just looking around. But I feel like a lot of people that are pushing and they're triggering. And I'm wondering if, like, World War III is going to be, like, local. Local stupid shit. We got people losing their shit in the street about the devil.
Yeah, basically.
I mean, people are dealing with dark stuff in so many different places. Like, as we speak, they're dealing with, you know, their own darkness or being attacked. Darkness is, people are afraid of people. And I think that there's a veil in between that shit, too, because people are just being people, and they're putting the religion over some situation. Someone told me I was a devil once. She was a Christian. I was like, you know, it's all love, whatever. She's judging me, but she's also insecure about stuff. But I'm not hating. But what happened was, is I'm just talking. People have their own shit. I was just talking. You know, I'm human. This is me. I wasn't talking about religious stuff. I was just expressing myself, and I was being nice. But no, I was called horrible things. She did apologize, though, and continued to call me the devil anyway. But I was like, okay, I've never experienced this. This is very interesting. People all mean well, but I think it can get, if you're focused on something so much, right, and you're not, like, really coming at a clear, different angles of understanding, empathy, right? Empathy is, I understand what you're saying, you know, I understand what I'm saying, let's try to find a way. People throw this veil of, like, no, since you don't understand what I'm saying, you're a part of the devil. I don't know. Just thoughts, provoking thoughts. What do you guys think? What do you guys think? Throwing prayer verses at each other. You don't know what that is? Read the book. Which one? I don't know. Corinthians. I don't know. Everyone's on their own. It's like, what do you want to sign up on Earth to learn? How to get out of these? I don't know. We're in so many fucking different things.
Yeah.
Gang.
No, that's gang.
Good.
You know, there's my psychic that I used to watch, and I would like to find her again on YouTube. And she's actually from England, an English black lady that would say gang. And I loved, oh my gosh, she was. And we have to find her again. And so every time you say that, you remind me of her. Gang. What's going on, gang? But of course,
gang.
I don't own English accent, so what's going on? Gang. I can't. I don't know what that would sound like. Are you good at? Can you do an English accent? So, like, if you have
an English, haven't really practiced doing an English accent in quite some time. I don't know if that's even a sort of thing. But is this English? What? Hello?
Hello, Joel. Let's see how long we can both try to talk English accent. Shall we?
This is a lot of energy for me right now. Shall we?
We should do readings with an accent.
I was practicing a southern accent, and I forgot I have a southern accent friend, and she felt insulted for me. I was like, I didn't know. How are you doing? You have to kind of dip it a little bit, play with the pitch, bring it back down. You can talk about peaches and scones and pumpkin pies and moonry whispers. But don't you fuck with me, Missy. I don't know.
I'm so glad, Joe.
Oh, man, culture, man. I went to, I forget what part it was. It was some North Carolina driving. It was like not a Waffle House, but kind of like a Waffle House. And I have no fucking idea what she asked me about. I was like, what'd you say? Huh? She went, you're not from here, are you? And I went, no. What would you like to drink? And I went, oh, you got sweet tea? Yeah, we got sweet tea.
Would you like Patterson's?
I thought the guy next to me ordered a chef's salad or chef's salad. He ordered like not a chef's salad. And I was like, oh, it was really weird. It's hard. I mean, we're all different people, different cultures, different places. I think it's funny sometimes to travel and look around and be like, huh? But what? You're not from around here, are you? And I was like, nope.
Yeah. You're not
from around these parts. Around these parts. I could smell you from the parking lot.
You're not. Are you, Joe?
Ma'am, when I was in South Carolina, though, it was more sketchy, though. It was cool people, but they weren't really, they're like low-key, like, not happy about Northerners or some shit. I don't know. I heard some people dropping words, but, yeah, they were racist, bro. I felt isolated.
It's different. You know, it's that the accents are, yeah. I remember being in South Carolina once with an ex of mine, and we went to a diner, and it was like, and he was, he actually was Georgia, so he had it, like, he could understand, you know, like, in other words, translate for me if I didn't understand, and I remember the waitress, he was like, seriously, she was like, she said it in a way that I was like, what? Like, would you like, she's like, would you like some pipe? I'm like, what? A slaw? I'm like, five fish.
Jesus.
This thing coleslaw. She's like, war. Okay. I was trying to not seem like I was being disrespectful or, you know, unquote, ignorant.
Yeah.
Like, fucking Yankee all the way down here. Like, you know, I'm like, okay. Yeah, sure.
Jesus, why do I have to do that? I'm yelling in my ear with that. Damn. Countdown.
And the taters were not like taters. They were potatoes. But, it's just shortened to taters.
Yeah, you know what's my favorite song now? It's like on the top list for like a long time. You can't. I wish I had it on here now. I forgot. Shit. I don't want to act too high and mighty because tomorrow I'm going to fall down on my face. So I thank you for sunshine. Thank you for rain. Yeah, I love that song. I got chills. It just makes me happy. My brother was like, you played that song on repeat the other day. And I was trying to, damn it, dog talk radio with the countdown in my ear. And it's loud as fuck. 10 seconds remaining live. All right. Shaki, thank you for joining this random throwback, just
we're going to continue going up from here.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to more fabulous, amazing times of laughter, crying, amazing moments, and funny shit.
Yeah, no, absolutely, for sure. You know, that's what it's all about, having fun and learning. And until the next episode.
We used to stay up to, like, crazy hours in the morning, and I was like, wait, what should I plan for the next episode of the next episode? Yeah, that's right. Catch you guys in the next episode.
Well,
it's not really just a millennial third eye anymore. This is, you know, this is millennial third eye and friends, you know, or friends, the spiritual version. Oh my God, they should do that. The spiritual version of friends. That one chick,
yeah.
Phoebe, is definitely going to be just solid. She's there. she was dope. I think she was like one of the cool ones. If I were to be a Friends fan, I only remember Phoebe and Jennifer. I can't remember.
Yeah,
that one.
Oh, my God.
How about new, you crazy Dutch bastard?
Yes.
Ron, where are you?
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Yeah, whatever happened to that dude Dionysus? I think he's, like, dipped out.
I know. I have no idea.
I think, like, he was, like, out of everyone, he was, like, the one we, not that I'm good or bad, just, like, he was an interesting character. He was a cool dude, We just had a weird falling out, everyone, so can you imagine if we, like, came across him again?
Yeah, that's you.
He, you know, I'll tell you later. What, I forgot about this stuff, I realized. I don't know what song to play or what to put on, but there's too many choices here. I don't know what I was thinking. So many. Like songs that I'm not going to play the whole song to.